Well, happy Sunday and happy New Year. How's everybody doing this morning? Why don't you stand to your feet? We're going to sing some songs together today.
And I wake up covered in hallelujahs, standing under the songs of heaven. Your presence always welcoming fills me with a melody. I wake up covered in sweet hosanna. It's the chorus of every angel, the one they've sung a thousand times. Now they're joining in with mine.
Sing my praise,
'cause my praise is yours forever. I will testify of what you've done and how you've been there all my life. When I rest and when I will sing the love of Christ, I'll testify it.
Sing this, I'm standing on this declaration.
I'm standing on this declaration. Your goodness is your reputation. And you prove it to me more and more, and I can't help but live. My praise is yours forever. I will testify of what you've done and how you've been there all my life. When I rest and when I rise, I'm gonna say, I will sing the love of Christ, I'll testify. My praise is yours forever. I will testify of what you've done and how you've been there all my life. When I rest and when I rise, I'm gonna say, I will sing the love of Christ, I'll testify it.
For 2024, we're believing that we'll live in the land of promise, that God has been good, that he will continue to be good to us. We're believing in his favor and his faithfulness.
Because I know I'm living in the land of promise, and every day it overflows with goodness. You keep on showing that the best part is that you're not going anywhere. Sing that again, I know. 'Cause I know I'm living in the land of promise, and every day it overflows with goodness. You keep on showing that the best part is that you're not going anywhere. We declare, sing that again. I know, I know, I know I'm living in the land of promise, and every day it overflows with goodness. You keep on showing that the best part is you're not going anywhere. You're not going, no, 'cause you're not going anywhere. My praise and my praise is yours forever. I will testify of what you've done and how you've been there all my life. When I rest and when I rise, yeah, I will sing the love of Christ, I'll testify. My praise is yours forever. I will
tested of what you've done and how you've been there all night. When I rest and when I rise, I will sing the love of Christ. I'll testify. In the book of Habakkuk, nobody ever reads from the book of Habakkuk anymore, but we're going to this morning. In the book of Habakkuk, it says this: "How long, Lord, must I cry for help, but you do not listen? Or cry out to you, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Justice never prevails." And here is the Lord's answer. And this is our declaration for 2024. This is what the Lord says: "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told." It's really easy to look at our situation, look at the world around us, and think that there is hopelessness, that justice does not abound, that God is not good, that he is not present. But watch and wait and see how he moves. And they say this mountain can't be moved. And they say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. And we've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. But they haven't seen what you can do. 'Cause there is power in your name. So much power, so much power in your name. Oh, to move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. Yeah. Oh, we believe you're moving. We know that hope is never lost, for there is still an empty grave. So God, we believe no matter what, there is power in your name. So much power, so much power. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. Yeah. God, we believe for it. Oh, we believe you're good. Seems to be no way, and we trust in you, God. You have the final say, and you are the way when there seems to be no way. trust in you, God, you have the final say. So move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe for it.
So God, in 2024, may we be hopeful of your promises. God, may we wait expectantly on you to move. For the same God all those years ago who did miracles, who moved mountains, who moved seas, who rescued people from slavery, who rose people from the dead, who healed wounds, is the same God today. And we're calling out you, Jesus, that there would be revival in 2024. God, that you would do a fresh and mighty thing in our lives. And we are expectant on you.
And I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. And I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for.
We sing this morning, oh God, my God.
'Cause oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. And oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lowly. And I know with you all things are possible. And I'm calling on the God of David, who made a shepherd boy courageous. And I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. And I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. And you're
the biggest lie we can tell ourselves is that God is not present with us, that God is not powerful enough for our circumstances. But the same power that we read about is the same power that is inside of us. And the goodness of God allows us to be completely different than we were. The goodness of God allows us to overcome what is in front of us. The goodness of God gives us rest and peace when there is none. This is the power that we sing about. This is the power we bring into 2024. It's the same God. Because you heard your children then. You hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. And you answered prayers back then. And you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. And you are providing then. You are providing. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same. Yes, you are. You are the same God. You are a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same. Yes, you are. You are the same. You are a Savior then. You are a Savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You freed the captives then. You're freeing hearts right now. You are the same. Yes, you are. You are the same God. And you touch the lepers then. I feel your touch right now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. And you're I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing. Your faithful, we sing that again, my God. No, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithful. On your faithful all time, oh my God. Oh God, my God, I, yes we do. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Every moment of every day. And oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness.
Amen, amen. You guys can have a seat. Well, my name is Jared. I'm the pastor here, and I want to welcome you to Replicate Church this morning. So exciting to see your faces today as we close out 2023. At this time, kids, you guys can head back to your area this morning. And as they make their way back, I just want to remind us of a couple things this morning. Number one, if you're a guest with us, welcome. If you haven't stopped by the Connect table yet and received the gift that we prepared for you, I encourage you to do that before you leave this morning. If you are a guest, I would also encourage you to fill out that Connect card that's in your bulletin this morning. You can drop that off at our offering station, or you can hand it to me this morning, and we'd love to just connect with you today. Secondly, I just want to thank the crew that was led by Jared Smith that went out and served at East Milton Elementary School yesterday. I know that it didn't go exactly how they explained it to us, but you guys responded with grace and love, and you were flexible, and you got the job done. So we're thankful and grateful for that, and we're thankful for Jared's leadership in that. Y'all can give him a round of applause. I know it was cold and it was hard work, but thank you guys for serving in the way you served yesterday. So this morning, as we close out 2023, we're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to pray in just a moment, but I just want to introduce Zach McCormick is going to be bringing the word this morning. Excited for the word that Zach's going to bring this morning. For those of you who don't know Zach, he and his family have been members here for about a year. Zach preaches at a ministry called The Living Room over in Pensacola on Saturday nights. And there's two things I know about Zach, is that he's passionate about the gospel and he's passionate about discipleship. So I'm excited to hear the word that God's put on his heart for us this morning. And so as Zach makes his way up, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to hear the word that God has given him this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word says in Psalm 92 that we should thank you for the works that you have done, that we should praise you and be filled with joy because of your steadfast love and your faithfulness, God. So we lift that up to you this morning. We are grateful for the works of your hands, grateful for the gift of salvation, thankful and praising you that you are faithful. Even when we can't see it, Lord, you are faithful, and that your love for us never changes, even when our love for you changes. And God, so we come before your throne this morning, God, and just praising your works, praising your steadfast love, praising your faithfulness, asking you to meet each one of us where we are this morning, asking you to just anoint Zach this morning and speak boldly through him. God, knowing that your word never comes back void. And so, God, I pray that you would give us fresh ears to hear this morning. You would remove distractions. You would remove temptations from the enemy this morning, God, so we can focus on the word that you have for us this morning, that we would not just hear it, but we would receive it, and we would obey it, and we would live it. And, God, we pray for those in the room that have never surrendered their life to Christ, Lord, that today would be the day of salvation, the day they would know true joy, true peace, true life through relationship with your Son, Jesus. God, that they would encounter the irresistible grace of you this morning. Be overwhelmed by your presence. God, and we just pray all this in your Son Jesus' name this morning. Amen.
Good morning. How's everyone doing? Is everybody ready for the new year? Got your resolutions made up? I was thinking about that, preparing for this. Resolutions, it's one of those things that we do. It's pretty common. I was just curious, like, so some fun facts to get started. 44% of Americans make resolutions every year. So it's a big percentage. And of those, I thought it was interesting that the number one thing is that is to go to the gym or start exercising. The third and fourth most popular was to lose weight and to eat healthier. So, you know, we as Americans, we obviously have a mindset that wants to be better as people and do better. And some of the things that I thought was interesting is that they say 6% of gyms will see an increase this week. And fast food will see a decline of almost 5%. So, you know, we try, right? The sad part is, though, that those numbers will drop within the 5 months. 80% of people will give up on your resolutions. So if you're one of the people here that has a resolution for trying to be healthier, find somebody to do it with, because they say that you know, you have a much higher success rate if you're doing it with someone else. But doing it alone, there's a good chance you're not going to make it. And, you know, this there's a lot of similarities, right, with discipleship and following Christ. That's why we come here as church. We gather as family, because discipleship's hard. It's much easier if you're doing it with a group, if you have someone to encourage you, to lift you up, to help you through the hard times. So I'm glad that everyone's here, that we're gathering, and I hope you continue to keep coming, keep being a part of this church. We need to be here for each other. And so this morning, I want to talk about some discipleship, and it's my hope that we can start the new year maybe with some resolutions focused on growing as disciples, following Christ, and just, you know, being encouraged and strengthened in that. So today we're going to look at just a few verses here and there. You know, it's a little different than normal. Normally, I kind of go through a book of the Bible, but we're in between books. Jared will start a new book next week. So today we're going to go. The verse that really kind of started this off for me this morning was, I was thinking about Matthew 28. So Matthew 28:19, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And this is one of the last commands that we see Jesus give. And he says to them, he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." So we call this the Great Commission. This is something that's for all disciples, for all of us, to continue making disciples. But to do that, we have to first be disciples, right? And that should be a focus. That should be important to us. Just as this command to go out and make more, we need to be working on ourselves while we do this. So like I said, I want us to go into this new year, and I want us to be refreshed. I want us to be encouraged. And I want us to be more focused on growing as disciples so that we can continue to do what Jesus commanded us. We can continue making disciples, continue sharing the love of grace and showing people the light of Christ. Discipleship is a very broad topic, right? Like there's so many different aspects we could talk about, so many different things. Like, I don't have enough time this morning to cover everything. Like, I mean, we could talk for hours and hours and hours. So this morning, I really just want to focus on three things. There's three aspects of being a disciple that I want to talk about. And I feel like these are really kind of some of those foundational things that we see from Jesus and that helps us grow in our walk. So the first question I want to ask is how are you at communicating with God? Communicating with God is extremely important. You know, all throughout the Bible, we see people like Daniel who spend, you know, time three times a day praying to God. We see Jesus praying to God. Paul even kind of sets this bar in Thessalonians where he tells us, pray without ceasing. Like, don't stop. It should be a normal part of our lives as disciples following Jesus that we pray, that we spend time communicating with the Lord. So maybe this is something that you've let slack. I know, you know, it's easy to get caught up in life, in work, in ministry, and whatever you're doing, that, you know, we can forget to take that time to just stop and just have a conversation with the Lord. See what the Lord's got to say for us. So maybe this is something that should be on your resolution list. I was just thinking, praying without ceasing, like sometimes, you know, it's like, how does that look? What does that look like for you? Like, how do you fit that in to pray constantly throughout the day? You know, I think it's funny because we teach, you know, our kids and stuff, you know, you pray with your head bowed, your eyes closed, and it's like, well, you can't walk around with your head down, eyes closed, praying all day. But we're unrestricted, right? We can just talk to God at any time, any moment, any way, like just have that conversation. For me, the thought of that really set in. I love this book called Insanity of God, and you know, this guy's doing this interview with this Christian who's lived through persecution, and so he's talking to him, and the guy tells him, you know, some answers, and he's trying to sit and process what this guy's saying, and then he realizes the guy's just sitting there just talking. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I didn't hear what you said. He's like, oh, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to God anyways. And it was that moment that I realized, like, that's how it can be. Like, God wants us to just communicate. And so when you're driving down the road to work, when you're sitting around the house and you don't have anything to do, you literally can just talk. And the amazing thing to me is that the Lord, the creator of everything before us, that breathed life into our very lungs, he hears those prayers. Like, we have this open line of communication with the creator of the universe. The book of Revelation even tells us that, like, our prayers make it to the throne room of God. So just sitting here this morning and you're pouring your heart out to the Lord, he hears every word. It's surrounding his throne. It's like incense. It's just, our God is surrounded by all the prayers of the saints, just breathing them in, taking them in. He knows your voice. He knows your prayers, your hearts. Like, that's incredible. And so it should be important to us. There's many different ways we can pray, many things that we can pray about or why we pray. Some of the different types of prayer we see throughout Scripture, it's like prayer of thanksgiving. So if you're going through life and you're just thankful for something, you know, I did this one challenge that some pastor had where he said, hey, I want to challenge you to just be thankful. Thank God for something every day, like. And so, I mean, literally, you just can wake up, you know. For me, it's like start making my coffee and just, God, I thank you for this coffee. Man, it gets my day going. I appreciate it. You know, we're thankful for our food, thankful for, you know, a place to live, cars to drive, works. Even if you're having a bad day at work, at least you have a job, right? So, I mean, our lives are full of so many things that we could be thankful for. And then we could never end, never cease. There's prayers of supplication. That's where we're asking God to supply our needs. You know, Lord, the Bible tells us we're worth more than sparrows. And the Lord takes care of the birds, the plants. He provides all their needs, and he'll do the same for us. He wants to take care of our needs, and so that's another type of prayer. Pray for your needs. Sometimes our wants, we think are needs. You know, been praying for a new Corvette, still don't have that. But that's the good thing about prayer, though, right? Like, it helps get that perspective. Because as much as I want a Corvette, I know I don't really need it. It's not a necessity in life. There's prayer for intercession. We should be praying for other people. You know, when we see the needs of others, people that are hurting or struggling, pray for them. Pray that they be encouraged, that their hearts be lifted up, that they be strengthened. There's prayers of confession. You know, we all are sinners. We all have sin. We confess that sin to the Lord. Confessing this sin acknowledges that it's there. It acknowledges that we need the help in overcoming it. And the Lord is willing to help us that. So So there's all these different types of prayer. There's many more, but prayer. So that's the first one. As a disciple, it's one of the greatest ways I feel like we can grow is having a good prayer life. Keeping it just helps, like I said, it opens our hearts to God's will, God's perspective. And if we're going to grow as disciples, we have to have hearts focused on God. So that's the first part, having a heart for God, praying. The second thing I want to ask you is, how are you at reading your Bible? This is probably one that really trips a lot of people up. But it can be difficult. It can be strenuous sometimes. It can be hard to get into a routine. But to me, Bible study is extremely important. As a Bible teacher, I may be a little biased, but I love the Bible. I love every word in it. I love studying it. I love hearing it taught. I just want to encourage all of you this morning, you know, think about where you are in your Bible studies. This book's important. Literally all 66 books point to Jesus in some way, shape, or fashion. So to be a disciple, this is going to help you know Jesus. It's going to help you know the characteristics of God, who he is, what he wants, what he enjoys, what he, you know, doesn't enjoy. The Bible helps us. It's important that we read all of it. There's teachers out there that say, oh, you don't need the Old Testament. All you need is the New Testament. That's not true. It's not even close to true. The Old Testament is where we get some of the best understandings of who God is. And not only that, but we see all these teachings throughout the New Testament. Well, the Old Testament is like a giant picture book. It tells us stories and just gives us these pictures that we can visualize and better understand all the truths that are found throughout the New Testament. So the whole book's important. Every part of it, every word of it is spoken. It's God-breathed. And we need to know it. You know, again, going back to Paul in the, writing to the church, the Thessalonians, you know, 2 Thessalonians, he talks about in the end times, there's going to be great apostasy. That means people are going to be teaching false teachings. They're going to be teaching lies. And if you don't read your Bible, if you don't study it, if you don't know it, like, you will be deceived. You'll be led astray. And I know no one here wants to see a brother or sister walking a path of lies. Paul also wrote to Timothy. He said, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to fables. We have to know the truth. We have to read the truth. If you struggle to read, because I understand, like I said, it can be difficult, it can be dry. If you struggle to read, some people are better at listening. Find some good teachers. We live in one of the most amazing times in history. Right now, we have access to the Bible 24/7 in like 100 different translations. You know, we can drive down the road and listen to teachers teach the Bible. And there's so many great teachers out there. Find one that helps you understand, that helps you grow. It is so important. And also know that sometimes, like, even though you may be reading something and it's not really clicking, the more you read, the more I believe God lets you understand things. The more things kind of start connect, they start making sense over time. Praying and reading your Bible, you know, It's funny the number of times I've read something and I didn't really understand it, and then I may be talking to somebody and it's just like the verses start coming to mind and it's like, oh, I get it now. Like, this makes sense. Like, God's always working. God's always moving, right? He never sleeps. He never takes a break. Like, so if we just keep being obedient, keep reading this word, keep studying, like, he'll help us. He sees our efforts, and he'll make it good. He'll help us understand the Bible. He wants us to be knowledgeable. He doesn't want to see us led astray. And like I said, we see it all throughout our nation right now. Churches, entire denominations that are going off and teaching just crazy things that aren't anywhere in this book. And that's what we have to keep in mind too, is like, we're told to test the spirits, test what's being taught. Even if it's someone like myself or you know, Jared up here preaching, like, test what's being taught to you. Take it to Scripture, compare it, make sure that what you're being told is true, because I know I say dumb things sometimes. I say things that aren't right, but I'm not trying to lead you astray. But there are people that will. Test what's being taught. Test it. If it only works with one verse and then you find 15 that go against it, it's not true. That's why this, the prosperity gospel, it just doesn't hold up. But people are falling for it all over the nation, all over our country. Don't be led astray. Don't fall into the lies. Read your Bible. Study it. Reading our Bible is that it helps give us a mind that's focused on God and the ways of God. So if we're going to grow to his disciples, we need a heart of God. We need that communication. We also need a mind on God, knowledgeable of who he is and his ways. So we have to stay in the word. The third thing I want to talk about is, how are you at bearing fruit? So that's one of the things we see Jesus talk about, and we see all throughout Scripture. And some Christians, they have this misconception that it's only the ministers, it's only people in ministry that are to teach or to do ministry. That's false. Every single disciple of Christ, you're expected to be doers, expected to do ministry, expected to disciple. Looking back at our verse in Matthew, the end of the verse, it even says, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded to you. Teaching other people, teaching other Christians, that's important. It's not necessarily, walking down the street, evangelizing, trying to tell everyone about Jesus. Like, that can be one aspect. It doesn't mean you have to stand in front of a church and preach on Sunday. That's just a different aspect. There's many different ways. And I want to read to you this morning out of John. One of the things that just, I feel like this section, like the words from Jesus kind of really put this the better way than I ever could. So in John 15, he says, like I said, Jesus speaking, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him
bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Being a disciple means to bear fruit. Like I say, it can come about many different ways. And a lot of that's dependent on how God has developed you, how God has created you, and which part of the body of Christ he's chosen for you to be. Me, I consider myself probably part of the mouth. I like to talk. And I like to teach. I like to tell people about the Bible. I like to tell people about God. But that's not everybody, right? Some people, you're the hands and feet. You're much better at serving. You're much better at helping people. Some people, you're really good at giving. Some people are really good at evangelizing. Like, we all have different roles, different tasks. We all make up the major body of Christ. But bearing fruit, regardless of what your role is, it's important. Jesus tells us it's what shows that we are his disciples. We have to be not just hearers of the word, but we have to be doers. We have to apply what we learn, and we have to share that with the world. You know, what if fruit trees never shared their fruit? What if it was, if they held them to themselves, like, the fruit tree would wither and die, just as the branch, you know, Jesus talks about. Jesus grows the fruit and we share it. In Matthew, Jesus says, "You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The world's a dark place. It's only getting darker. Our nation is getting darker. The Lord has equipped us. He's given us everything we need to do good works, to be a light, to go out into this world, to help other people. It's not to keep into ourselves and just focus inwardly, but being a disciple means focus outwardly as well. So are you being a good light? Are you helping the world see God? Are you helping your brothers and sisters be better disciples? You know, I was thinking about this, some of the greatest teachers I've had that's helped disciple me and walk along with me, some of the best ones, they weren't Bible teachers. Some of them barely, like, struggled, you know, to read and study. But the things that they did really well is that they took me in and they showed me how they serve God. They showed me how they help others, how they reach others. I got to see how some of them finished the race. Paul tells us this life, it's an endurance race. It's not a sprint. And when you see a Christian who has lived their life following Christ and they come to that end, and it's difficult, and it's a struggle, and it's a fight, and yet they stay true and faithful, and they keep trying to serve, they keep trying to help others, like, that is an amazing thing. And when you see the joy and the peace that comes from just knowing the Lord, it speaks way more than I ever could about the book or the Bible or it's a powerful thing. So being doers can move people in ways that I can't, just teaching the Bible. So You know, if you struggle to pray, struggle to read, I hope that you're doing a good job at least showing people Christ, living out your faith. Like I said, to grow as a disciple, we have to pray. We have to have that communication. Our hearts have to be on God. We have to read this book. We have to study it. We have to know the Word of God and keep our minds focused on Him. But not only that, but we also have to teach, either through words or actions. We have to have a life focused on the Lord. So I feel like those three aspects really cover a lot of ground. And like I said, there's so much more we could talk about, so much more about being a disciple. But I can assure you, if your prayer life, if you're working on your prayer life, you're working on your studying, and you're working on just serving the Lord and doing the Lord's will, He's going to kind of help pull the rest of the stuff in. He's going to help get you where you need to be. He's going to guide you where you need to go. He's going to put the people in front of you that you need to help, that you need to support, that you need to encourage. So I really hope that everyone has a new year full of fruit. I hope that you've got some ideas now. Maybe take some time to think this year how well you've done in those three areas, and maybe just go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, show me where I can do better. Show me where I can do more. Continue to do the Lord's work. There's a lot out there for us to do. A lot. It never ends. But it provides a life. A life just of peace and joy. Fulfillment. So let's pray this morning. Father God, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be here. I thank you for the love and the grace and the mercy that you pour out on each and every one of us every single day. I thank you that you'd give us your Son, Jesus, that you gave us so many great examples of what it means to follow you, what it means to know you. Father God, I just ask that you be in each and every one of our hearts and our minds, that you will guide our lives, that you will help us be strengthened and encouraged this morning, that we can look to tomorrow, know that it's a new day, that no matter how bad we've messed up this year, no matter how far we've slacked, tomorrow's a new day, a new chance, a new opportunity to grow, to serve, to learn. So Father, just be with us. Help us, strengthen us, encourage us. Teach us to be better disciples. Teach us to go out and to share. Let us be the light of the world, Lord. May your light shine through us and continue to call others to you. To not be led astray by the false teachings and the easy ways of the world. We know there's only one way to salvation, one way to life eternal, and that's through your Son, Jesus Christ. So if there's anyone here that's not following you, that hasn't made the decision to be a disciple, Lord God, I just ask that you be on their hearts. Don't give up. Keep reaching out to them and let them know you. Thank you for this day, Lord. We We love you, and it's through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and keep you. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you so his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, man, we sing it out.
God, would our prayer be this year that you would cover us, that you would go before us and behind us and beside us, that you would lead us through streams and deserts and wilderness and mountaintops and valleys, that your presence would never leave us.
May his favor be upon you in a thousand generations, in your families, in your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you. In the evening, in your coming, and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you, 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 he is for you. Yeah, this is our prayer. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, in your families, in your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you. He is for you. He is
Amen, amen. You guys can have a seat. Thank you, Zach, for bringing the word this morning. That was a good reminder this morning of the Great Commission. I love the Great Commission. I love the reminder that it's not just the pastors and the paid staff job to share the gospel, make disciples, but every follower of Christ, that is their mission. That is why we exist. That's why we have been saved, to bring more people to faith in Christ and to worship God with everything that we have. And so as a church, we exist. Replicate Church exists to replicate disciples of Jesus. And so with that, we don't want to replicate mediocre disciples of Jesus. We don't want to replicate false disciples of Jesus. We want to replicate authentic disciples of Jesus, people who are all out for Jesus. And so in order to do that, we have to have the heart of Christ, the mind of Christ, and we have to not just be hearers, but doers. Churches are filled with hearers. We want to be hearers and doers because it means nothing to hear it unless it causes you to go do something about it, right? And so here's two things that I was listening to Zach that I wrote down that just stuck out to me. Number one, he talked about if the fruit tree held on to its fruit. You know, nobody would ever know the sweetness of a watermelon if the plant never gave it away. And so it has caused me to think about the fruit of the Spirit and how many people are missing out on knowing the goodness of God because we are not bearing fruit. We are not giving the fruit of the Spirit away. And I'm like, how many people that are in our circles of influence are missing out because we're not bearing fruit? Because they don't see the gospel in us. And so that was a challenge, at least to me, to make sure that I am bearing fruit so that people can taste the goodness and the sweetness of Christ that is working in my life. And the second thing is this, discipleship is not a one-time thing, it's a lifetime thing. And so he reminded me of that. I was reminded about a gentleman that I knew when I first came to faith in Christ at the church we were a part of. This gentleman had MS. He was in a wheelchair and he was in later stages, but I can remember talking to Pastor Norm back then, and he would tell me how this man would call him wanting to serve. The man couldn't even move his arms and legs anymore. He wanted to serve. He would ask, how can I pray for you? And he was a prayer warrior until the day he went to be with the Lord. And I was just reminded that's how we're called to live. Until we breathe our last breath, man, we are to be disciples. We are to be engaging people with the gospel. We are to be serving and growing and living for Jesus. And so I hope Zach's message encouraged you as much as it did me this morning. And so as we close out our time together this morning, I just want to give you a couple of announcements as we close out 2023 and just are grateful for everything that God has done in the life of this church this year and look forward to what he's going to do in 2024. So next Sunday, speaking of discipleship, we're going to have our small group sign up for our first term of 2024. So we believe that life happens here through community. We believe that disciples of Christ are made through community with other believers, as Zach mentioned. So small groups is just a way to get your toes wet, to get in community with other believers, to dig into the word together. And so you can check those out next week. They meet in different homes throughout the week at different times on different days. And so you'll be able to ask all the questions you want next Sunday. And then about February, we're going to launch some D groups. Those are when you're ready to take the next step in discipleship. You're ready to grow a little bit deeper. You're ready to take it a little more seriously. Those are going to launch in February. But also next Sunday, we're going to start our new series for the year. We're going to go through the Gospel of Mark. Now, I'm not good at coming up with fancy names and cute names. And the whole premise behind going through the Gospel of Mark is so that we would just learn to just be in the presence of Jesus, that we would work on our intimacy with Christ. And so we're just going to go through the Gospel of Mark, and we're just going to focus on being with Jesus in 2024. Because that's what we're called to do. That's what it means to abide in Christ, to be in Jesus, to grow in intimacy with Christ. And so we're going to study the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to start that next Sunday. Men's retreat's coming up February 9th through the 11th. Sign-ups for that should be ready this week. It's going to be online. If you have any questions about that, see me. I'll answer any questions you have about that. And then just some things to put on your radar. We're going to have an event where we're going to serve at East Milton Elementary School again with their water day for their special needs classes and for their field day for their special needs classes. So if you would like to serve at that and you haven't given me your volunteer applications yet, see me and I will either get you one or you can hand me yours. And then lastly, probably in 2 weeks, we're going to have an interest meeting about serving at a special needs camp over the summer at Johnny and Friends over in Louisiana. So be praying about that if you're interested in that. We have an interest meeting here in a couple weeks. But we're going to have a lot of things going on. First of the year, springtime is a busy year. So just pray on how the Lord would have you serve. And the last thing is we love our kids workers. They serve faithfully every single week. So many of you can come in here and hear the word preached and not have to chase your children around. And they're also hearing the word back there. But we have a need for nursery workers. So if you would like to hold babies or chase babies around, please see Brooke Tarver before you leave today. Or if you can't find Brooke, find me. We just have people that have health issues, that are out of town, that are sick, that are having babies. And so we need some people to serve back there. I think Catherine Posey has served about 4 weeks in a row back there. And Catherine has like a million kids herself. So y'all know that. All right, so we need some people back there. And so she'd probably kill me if I said that, but she's back there, she can't hear me. So y'all don't tell her I said that. But man, we just, if you feel like you wanna serve somewhere and you can handle babies once a month, man, come see me, we'd love you to be plugged in. But man, we love you guys. We're excited you came here today. There's a lot of other things you could have been doing with your time today. Man, we're so excited you came to worship with us. So if you're a guest and I haven't got to meet you, I would love to meet you. And I'm sure Zach would like to talk with you as well, because like he said, he does love to talk. The man can talk forever and ever. So if you want to talk to him, hit him up before he leaves today. I love you, Zach. But man, we love you guys. We'll see y'all next week. You guys are dismissed. Thank you.